Hello once again, and welcome to SearchSecurity.com Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, June 14th, 2006. I'm Eric Parizeau. This week, we'll have all the key details on this month's monster patch release from Microsoft, including an interview with Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer with the SANS Internet Storm Center. We'll also cover the new threat facing Yahoo users and why one research firm says cheap computers could cause more malware attacks. But of course, this week's top story is Microsoft and this month's security patches. The software giant released 13 bulletins this week, including a dozen new fixes and one re-released patch. It's the biggest single patch release since Microsoft released a dozen fixes in February 2005. There are several notable bulletins. Foremost among them is the anticipated fix for a zero-day flaw in Microsoft Word. The word processing program is subject to what Microsoft calls a critical malformed object pointer execution flaw that could enable remote code execution via a specially crafted Word file. Targeted exploit code was discovered in the wild last month as attackers attempted to infiltrate a small number of organizations. Microsoft also released a cumulative fix for Internet Explorer this month. The repair covers a number of different flaws and implements a permanent change in ActiveX behavior meant to mitigate the widely publicized Create Text Range flaw. The software giant also released fixes for issues with Windows, JScript, the GCI graphics rendering engine, Exchange, and PowerPoint. And finally, Microsoft re-released a patch originally issued in March to address a DACL privilege escalation vulnerability. In our security spotlight this week, joining us to talk about Microsoft's Patch Tuesday bulletins is Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer with the SANS Internet Storm Center. Johannes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, Microsoft is often criticized for not doing enough in terms of security, but this time around with the release of 13 patches, is that too much for enterprise security pros to handle all at once?
It's a lot, and 13 patches is pushing it. In particular, if you're looking at the details, there are actually more than 20 different vulnerabilities being patched. By now, probably most security pros sort of got their patching down because it's not that unusual to have 10-plus patches delivered on one particular day, even though for Microsoft, 12, 13 patches is quite a good number.
Microsoft this week, among the patches it released, put out a fix for the zero-day vulnerability in Microsoft Word. Even though exploits against the flaw were very limited, Microsoft didn't release an out-of-cycle patch as some would have thought. How do you think Microsoft handled the zero-day issue with Word?
I think they handled it right in this case. Unlike some of the zero-day issues they had earlier this year, this Word exploit was really only used in a very limited manner. So by releasing a patch early, they may have actually provided too much information to others who tried to re-engineer that patch, that exploit, by looking at the patch.
This month, the cumulative fix for Internet Explorer is pretty complicated and addresses a number of things. What's your assessment of it, and what do security pros really need to know about it?
Well, this patch, like all the prior rollout patches, it fixes a number of arbitrary code execution vulnerabilities, which are always highly critical and usually being exploited quite quickly. So it should be made a high-priority patch for anybody running in an Explorer. There isn't really anything else you can do about this patch. What's the problem with an Explorer patch is that Explorer is used by so many other applications in the operating system and also within enterprises, as you're talking about intranet sites and such. So yes, there is a chance that things will break, but it's really one of these things you're doomed no matter what you do. If you don't patch, you can expect exploits to come out very, very soon. But then again, yes, you do have to run through your patch validation, particularly if you have proprietary applications that depend on ActiveX, for example.
Yeah, speaking of ActiveX, do you suspect that Security Pros will have any significant problems with the ActiveX changes? I know after releasing a temporary optional patch a couple months ago, this one makes the ActiveX changes permanent.
Yes, and there are a couple of, in particular, enterprise applications that may have issues with that. However, that was ample warning, so you probably have been able by now to do your validation and basically decide whether or not this patch is workable for you.
Now, do any of the other bulletins stand out to you as especially notable or significant?
Well, kind of the IP source routing vulnerability is kind of one of these odd and interesting vulnerabilities if you consider how long we do use IPv4 stacks. It's now for 20 plus years that this code is basically around. They're still finding vulnerabilities in a parser that essentially only has to look at 20 plus bytes. So I think it kind of shows how scary the state of security is if in old code like this there are still some very basic vulnerabilities to be found.
Finally, Microsoft has been praised for making security strides, especially in the past 18 months or so. But this month's release covers a number of Microsoft applications, Windows, Exchange, Word, PowerPoint, etc. What does it mean that in 2006 so many different applications are subject to critical vulnerabilities?
Well, essentially, the state of security is not improving. Like the IPv4, the source routing issue shows, there's still an awful lot of legacy code around that's broken, essentially, and it doesn't really look like newly written code is any better. It's a sad state of security and of software development in general. Don't think really Microsoft is any worse in that sense than other software packages. They all have their share of vulnerabilities. So I don't think it's a Microsoft-specific problem, but I don't really see any progress at this point in terms of, well, that one of these days we'll see the final patch for Microsoft and all the vulnerabilities will be fixed. I think we'll have a long time to go to see that happen.
Johannes Ulrich, Chief Research Officer with the SANS Internet Storm Center. Thank you for joining us on Security Wire Weekly.
Thanks a lot.
Also in the news this week, Yahoo takes action to block a new JavaScript worm affecting its users. A worm called js.yammer hit Yahoo Mail customers this week, making use of a previously unknown security hole in the Yahoo Mail program in order to spread to other Yahoo users and harvest information from users for possible future attacks. Yahoo has released a fix for its standard and beta clients and is working to permanently block the malicious messages from its users' inboxes. Finally this week, will cheap computers cause a surge in malware attacks? That's what one security researcher claims. According to a story in The Register in the UK, a new report released by Russia's Kaspersky Labs claims that developing nations around the world have become some of the most active locations for malware development. Plus, efforts to send inexpensive computers to those countries could actually be a boost to the virus-writing cells operating there. Kaspersky Lab founder Eugene Kaspersky says China is the world leader in virus writing, followed by Latin America, with Russia and Eastern European countries not far behind. And that is Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And don't forget, you can find more of our podcasts, including our brand new Threat Monitor podcast, at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.